What if the word Christmas meant more Christ? Yeah, and when we wished someone a Merry Christmas, we were actually wishing them a life of more love, more forgiveness, more peace, hope, grace, more Christ. Más Cristo. When we decide what matters to us, and I mean what really matters to us, we can make a few key changes and live a more meaningful life, the one we're dying to live. Hi, I'm Toni Matson, and I'm on a mission to encourage and empower women to live the life God created them for. If you're ready to rediscover your passion, redefine what's important, and recapture the time to live it, well, my friend, you're in the right place. Live the Life podcast is my roll up your sleeves workshop style show that'll help crack the code of your passion, power, peace, and purpose. I'm a Midwest gal, speaker, author, podcaster, and encourager, and I love all things God, family, and hope. So no matter your season in life, what you do, what you hope to do, or whether we're talking about the tough stuff or the triumphs, I'll be your biggest cheerleader, your loudest fan, and yep, you guessed it, I'll help you live the life God created you for. I'm so grateful you're on this ride with me. So here we go. This is the Live the Life podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Live the Life podcast with Toni Matson. I'm your host and your forever cheerleader, and I am so excited to come to you only days before Christmas to share, I don't know, maybe a little different take on the word Christmas. Yep, you know me. I like things that make me think and that kind of make you stop and tilt your head and say, well, that's different. Never thought of it that way. That's my hope for today's topic, more Christ, more life. And I know you're probably still up to your knees in wrapping paper and last minute prepping. So I promise this will be just enough to tickle your brain and spark your spirit. So take a quick break, get comfy, grab something yummy to sip on, sit back. Here we go. So what does the word Christmas mean to you? I know that seems like a really big and kind of weird question, but for some, I don't know, I might think that it means like a birthday bash for Jesus. And I remember when our boys were little, we'd always have a small birthday cake for Jesus as part of our celebration. And it was fun and it really kept the focus on him. Some might say Christmas is, I don't know, like spreading joy and swapping gifts. And that's okay. And yes. Or maybe it's just a great reason to get the family together, to see friends that you don't usually see, or to communicate with people that, you know, kind of just either slip through the cracks or that we just don't set time aside to do. Some might even go a little deeper and say it's maybe more about like fresh starts or new beginnings and believing that, you know, better days are ahead. And maybe it's season of sharing and caring. I've heard that many a time. It's about helping others. And I think those are all great. Absolutely. Today, though, and right now, I'd like us to think about it in maybe a little different light. This might seem like a bunny trail, but hang in there with me. Yep. So in high school, I took Spanish for a few years, right? Like many, many others. But of course, over a whole bunch of years since then, there's only a few words that I can remember. But I remember the expected ones like hola, hello, adios, goodbye, ¿cómo está? You know, how are you? But then I get a little snazzy. And I even remembered la biblioteca, which is the library, or el baño, and that's the bathroom. And I got to tell you, that was a very important one to remember when we went to Mexico, what feels like a million years ago. Very important one. And the ones, of course, that really matter, Cristo for Christ and Jesus for Jesus. And I remembered más. Yeah, más means more. More. So today, I want us to imagine that the word Christmas might just mean more Christ, like Cristo más, Christmas. Yeah. What would our life look like if we had more Christ? And when we greeted someone during this season by saying, I wish you a Merry Christmas, we were actually wishing and hoping and praying that they have more Christ in their life. I love that. I really, really love that. More love, more forgiveness, more peace, more hope, more grace, more mass Christ. What would that look like for us? I don't know. I was kind of daydreaming about that a little bit. And I think it might look like waking up every day with just a heart bursting, bubbling over with gratitude. You know, like kids feel like Christmas morning, they're so excited. Everything's just bubbling. And we greet each moment with a sense of awe and wonder and appreciating the beauty in the simplest things, the gorgeous sunrises or sunsets. Man, I just saw one up at the lake here just a few days ago. It looked like a painting in the sky. Or the sounds of our kids and our grandkids laughing and playing together. You know, our life of more Christ, of mass Christ, is, I think, it's about embracing the core of Christ's, of Jesus' teaching, love. It's not just about saying the words, but it's genuinely about living them out in every interaction. And I'm not saying that's easy, okay? I mean, I'm the first one to say that that's a tough nut to crack. However, that's our hope. That's our wish. That's the lean in that we have. Picture ourselves reaching out to people who are hurting and just helping them somehow, however we might be able to do that, and doing it without expecting anything in return, right? And giving forgiveness even when, oh my gosh, it's so tough and you just want to bite your tongue. And that's just being human, right? But what if we did that? And it's seeing the person behind the actions. And I don't know, man, I've said this countless times, everyone has a story they struggle with. And each of us have no idea what that story is. But what if we tried understanding their struggles? And, you know, instead of, I don't know, just feeling like we're rolling off this judgment sort of thing, that we offer empathy and compassion because we don't know their story. We don't know what they're dealing with or what they have dealt with. I live that all the time with the veterans that we worked with. And in our life, in the one we're mapping out right now, our life of more Christ, of más Cristo, our priorities get a makeover. You know how I love a good transformation, right? But ours aren't about accumulating more stuff or chasing those glittery, shining objects, right? Mm-mm. Ours are about creating meaningful connections, pouring into the relationships that we have or that we're going to have and make, and being the pebble in the pond, sharing the ripples of joy and love and hope and so much more. I think a world with Mas Christ would be a world where kindness is king, where people go out of their way to lift each other up and really become the beacon of hope in someone's really tough day. You know, I think it's holding space for someone who needs to, you know, pour out their heart and they need someone to listen and just sit with them, right? Offering support when life gets really hard, because each of us have or are going to experience that. And we're going to need someone who just comes alongside of us and to celebrate the wins. Yeah, the wins and the lessons that come with loss. Okay, because that's a double-sided coin. You can't have one without the other. But I think living with more Christ at the center of our life changes the way that we handle challenges. It doesn't mean life is going to be free from the problems. Oh my goodness, no. But it gives us a resilient spirit. Yeah, because it's rooted in faith. You know, we face obstacles with courage because we know that there's a greater purpose behind that struggle. And we know that Christ, that Jesus, that God Himself is right alongside of us. And it's a life of gratitude. We're thankful for the love that's all around us, for the blessings that come our way. And yes, we're grateful for even the gray days, the ones where we learn more lessons than we win races. Yeah. And, you know, we learn the lessons we really didn't even want to win or learn. But we knew God needed us to learn those lessons because he is forever and always wanting us to grow closer to him. And sometimes it takes a few bumps and lumps to do it. And, you know, I just really, really believe that gratitude, it's our hearts that overflow with the appreciation. And I also believe that the attitude of gratitude, even though that sounds kind of canned, it's infectious, it's contagious. And by us living that, we literally spread the light of love to everybody we encounter, whether we know them or not. I love that. You know, picture community, picture our community, wherever you're living, where everyone strives to be their best selves, not to impress others. It's not about that, but it's about honoring God and honoring the opportunity that he gives us to live the life he created us for, right? Ultimately, to live a life of more Christ. It's not about perfection. It's about progress. It's about taking each step with purpose and faith. And it's about embracing grace, both giving it to someone, but then receiving it ourselves. So imagine a world where more Christ, más Cristo, isn't just a phrase that you greet someone with, but it's a way of life. You know, it's in our small acts of kindness and the profound moments of love that we share and our unwavering hope that tomorrow holds the promise of new beginnings. It holds the hope that things can and will get better, especially for those struggling with trauma. PTSD, like I said, oh my gosh, I've lived that for so many years with our veterans that we work with. That's the essence of more Christ living, a life where love and hope are the most valuable gifts we can give each other. Yeah, before I close, I want to remind you that you can give the gift of hope for this Christmas or any day of the year, for that matter, by gifting a copy of my book, Unlikely Recruits, How God Enlists Horses to Heal Veterans. Just go to my website, tonymatson.com or Amazon, and you will get it lickety-split. And please remember to leave a review as well. It helps greatly when you do. You know what? This book is full of hope, and it shows how God meets us where we're at, but loves us way, way, way too much to leave us there, and how he rescues us in the most unexpected and unlikely ways. Right? I love that. So let's close in prayer. Father, God, King of Kings, thank you for loving us so much that you gifted us the most precious and enduring love gift ever, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the promises of everlasting life that he carries with him. Thank you for our faith and family and friends and our future and the favor and forgiveness that you shower us with every single day. Grant us the wisdom to cherish these blessings, to nurture our faith, to cherish our loved ones, and to extend the same grace and love to others that you so generously give us. May we live in a way that's a testament to you and in a way that we are always seeking más Cristo, more Christ. In Jesus' name, we offer this prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my dear friends. I truly wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you more Christ for more life. I wish you más Cristo. Merry Christmas. Wow, that went by fast, didn't it? Cracking the code and discovering the shifts we can make to live the life God created us for is what our time together is all about, and then some. If this topic resonated with you, I want to know. And if you know someone who needs to hear it, please send them the link to this episode or have them go wherever they get their podcasts, and they'll find me at Live the Life Podcast with Tony Matson, or encourage them to visit the podcast page on my website, tonymatson.com, and remind them to become a member of Tony Circle so they get all the freebies and good stuff. After all, that's what friends do, right? Speaking of friends, do you know how much I love hearing from you and so enjoy getting your questions for my Q&A day? Remember, it's every last episode of the month, so please email me at tony@tonymatson.com. And I want you to know how grateful I am that you're on this ride with me. Oh, it means the world to me. God bless. And ladies, let's live like somebody left the gate open.